Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 2nd of July. Have we come to the end of profit-led inflation? Not forever, obviously, because these episodes do recur. However, the British Retail Consortium's Shop Price Index, measuring prices in a sample of stores in the United Kingdom, reported just 0.2% year-over-year inflation, with food prices rising 2.5% year over year. Profit-led inflation occurs when retailers use a big external story, called a dominant narrative, to justify price increases to their customers. Those customers believe that the price increases are not the fault of the retailer, and the retailer can sneak in a higher profit margin under the disguise of the dominant narrative. But at some point, the price increases themselves become the dominant narrative, and retailers cannot get away with the margin and expansion and the price increases any further. That point was reached this year in many economies. However, it is important to note that consumers are not likely to cheer the ending of profit-led inflation. Price levels are not where they were before margins started expanding. And for high-frequency purchases in particular, consumers remember the price level and they tend not to think in terms of the inflation or rate of change. In fact, price levels are remembered for around 18 months or so. Consumers feel that the new price levels are unfair. This is why the cost of living crisis is such a dominant political theme in advanced democracies. The decline in inflation over the past 18 months has been absolutely miraculous. In the UK, the US and Europe, inflation has collapsed without any significant increase in unemployment. But consumers are disgruntled because the ending of profit-led inflation still leaves price levels unfairly high, in their view. With this in mind, we get the Euro area's preliminary consumer price inflation data for June. This is expected to slow. German data also showed a moderation in the pace of growth yesterday, and the risks around today's number seem pretty evenly balanced. This ongoing slowing in the pace of inflation is something that central banks should be responding to, and it supports the idea of more European central bank cuts ahead. The United States is offering the JOLTS labour market data. Remember that job openings numbers are not the total number of job vacancies, only job vacancies that are externally advertised. The number of respondents to this particular survey is also so low, it makes the non-farm payrolls number look precise in comparison. Nevertheless, the trend is sufficiently clear that we can tell a story of a temporary surge and then a more enduring decline in labour market churn, producing a rise and then a fall in job opening numbers. We've also got central bank speakers today. US Federal Reserve Chair Powell, ECB President Lagarde, and Banco Central do Brasil President Campos Neto are all on a panel together. At least Campos Neto is a qualified economist. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.